40 Days with Jesus, the Red Letter Edition, The Light. John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Hi, this is Jim Brown. As you read, watch, or listen to the news, do you feel a lot of darkness everywhere? People doing wrong, bad things, people arguing, killing, disrupting, condemning, threatening, and so on. Nations against nations, as it talked about in Matthew 24, and much more. Everywhere there seems to be darkness. Fading hopes and dreams for a world filled with love, joy, peace, and all the other fruit of the Spirit. Today is, surprisingly, very similar to 2,000 years ago when Jesus walked on the earth. Except for the technological differences, behaviors are pretty much the same today as they were then. Back then, Jesus made this statement, I am the light of the world. And aside from the time difference, the sentiment and application are the same for us today. Jesus is the light. Have you ever, whether as a kid or as an adult, heard a loud noise at night that woke you up? What did you do? For me, at my house, I want to get up and turn on a light and or grab my powerful flashlight and take a look around. I want to see and then deal with what I find. Now, consider what Jesus is saying here. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. You see, the world today is dark in many ways, and I don't need to list them all here. But Jesus wants to be our light. He desires to help us see clearly, act wisely, and trust in Him. Psalm 119:105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If you're not turning to Jesus and the Word of God for light, you're missing out. My prayer, Lord, thank you for being my light, as I don't want to walk in darkness. Amen.